Business banking shouldn't feel like another transaction. UMass 5's Commercial Services Division is comprised of business owners, so when it's time to make crucial decisions, we're ready with advice drawn from hands-on experience. Contact Jeff Simpson, CFA, at 413-256-5560 or visit umass5.coop/business.
Hello, and welcome to Business Talk, presented by Business West and Living Local. And brought to you by UMass 5's Commercial Services Division. Hi, I'm Chris Kellogg from the Kellogg Crew Morning Show on 94.7 WMAS. And here is your host for this episode of Business Talk. He's a recovering entrepreneur and consultant to small businesses and nonprofit organizations. Here is Tom Fox.
Hey, well, listen, Chris, awesome guest for us today. We have Christopher Thompson, who is the co-founder and owner of the Westfield Starfires. And Chris, welcome to the show.
Tom, great to be here. Thanks so much. Good to see you. Hopefully next time it's going to be in person.
Yes, like the rest of the world, we're doing stuff via video conferences and the whole shebang. And I was happy to get you on the program because, you know, you have an interesting business, and we were kind of chatting before we even started. You know, you have a business that brings people together, you know, with America's pastime. You know, and it's a communal event. And I gotta imagine, as we go through COVID and as you've been watching things, you've had to make some pretty tough decisions, you and your team over there. So I kind of wanted to just hear a little bit about your thought process on what you've been going through, your plans for this season. And, you know, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? What's going on with the team? Can we get out and see some baseball at Westfield?
Well, the good news is you can.
Awesome.
And with that being said, we put together a COVID-19 readiness plan that was approved by the city of Westfield to proceed under phase 3 guidelines set forth by Governor Baker. And we have worked tirelessly with the governor's task force on economic development to better understand the protocols and to better understand the guidelines that fall under phase 3. As an ownership group, we met with representatives from minor league baseball going back to April. And what we learned very early on was minor league baseball was not going to happen. It would be a stretch for MLB to come back in mid to late summer, but the minor league operators were going to be shutting down their ballparks. The player supply was going to be limited. Yeah. As well, there was some serious talk about other summer collegiate baseball franchises around the country that were going to cancel their season, one being the Cape Cod Baseball League. So baseball on the Cape, that's the best baseball on the planet.
Really?
So when that happened, we looked at this as an opportunity, and we said, as an ownership group within the Futures League, we said we are all in. And this was going to be a tremendous opportunity, both on the baseball side, to secure some really top talent from New England to play for the Starfires, as well as on the business side. We launched the Starfires last year. We went through the inaugural season. We had about 90 days to get opening day off the ground. So for the last year, we've really been looking at season 2 as our real first season. Yeah. With increased promotions and community partnerships, and then COVID hit. So it was extremely important for us to stay front and center from a brand to be visible. And we worked very closely with the governor's task force, and we have outlined steps to mitigate risks to our players, our fans, and our staff. And that's where we are today. We actually opened up last night at Bullens Field in Westfield for our home opener. And we're excited to have baseball back in Westfield.
And that's July 8th. Our show comes on next week. So just want to let people know when they're listening, like, oh my God, happened last night. But so that is good. So you've got off. So I'm assuming what it sounds like is you folks just aren't playing against yourself. Did the whole league decide to come together and say, we want to get these teams going or these games going? Or is it going to be specifically New England teams that you're going to be bringing together?
So the Futures League is made up of a handful of franchises within Massachusetts, Connecticut, and New Hampshire.
Okay.
So we were on owners' calls very early on in March and April, and this was not easy to pull off, Tom. We had to have three specific states be on the same page with guidelines to bring back baseball. And what we learned early on, that the local municipalities have enormous authority. So we have to have six different Board of Healths in three different states to be on the same page. So we were able to pull this off with each owner of the franchise in their market working collectively with City Hall to showcase their COVID-19 readiness plan, to really show the locals that they can pull off something where fans can feel safe coming to a ball game.
Wow. So all those teams had to come together. And to your point, I know, you know, just from being out and about, Westfield had some different regulations than Springfield and Chicopee and so on like that. And to your point, it gets on very granular when you get down to that municipality level, at hometown level. But that's, you know, but that's the I guess the importance of building those relationships in the community, where you can go to the town hall and you can say, listen, you know me, Chris, you know my co-owner, Donnie Morehouse, you know us, we've been in the community for years. Here's our, you know, here's who we are. Those things, that, plus you put together a well thought out plan. Because listen, at the end of the day, it is about safety, and no matter where you fall on coronavirus and where it is, it's palpable out there, and we have to be concerned about it. So we got to know that we're safe when we're going someplace, especially when we want to go out and enjoy a, you know, a wonderful game of baseball. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know.
So you're exactly right. The local relationships are key, and in our plan, it really started with the parking lot. So as fans would pull in to Bullens Field, we made sure that we had separation between vehicles. We would leave a space.
Oh, wow.
And those fans then had to check in at a tent prior to entering the gate. And we would actually shuffle people in groups of two or groups of six. And once they get in, we had signage all over the ballpark. Our motto this summer, Tom, is safe at home and safe by 6 feet.
Yeah.
And we have the signage and public address announcements to respect social distancing. So we blocked off seating in our grandstands behind home plate. We brought in additional bleachers down the third baseline, out in right field in our beer garden. We have some long benches, as well as picnic tables to act as family pods. So with fans separating, there's also an area in right field where you could bring your lawn chair and sit, or bring a picnic blanket. So we have areas where families can feel safe. And I think for us, we understand that this is a family decision. It's an individual decision for folks that want to consider coming back into attending social gatherings. And what we can tell you is we have put a plan in place to keep those fans safe once they do arrive. Our players are temperature checked prior to each home game, same with our staff. And we've decided as an organization that our players will not bus to road games. They'll be driving themselves. So we've really put steps in place for our players, for their safety as well.
You know, I'm glad we're having this conversation. We're going to continue. We're talking with Chris Thompson over at the Westfield Starfires. And I just want to give a mention to our sponsor, UMass 5 College Credit Union, their commercial services division, for bringing Business Talk to the community and having these important conversations with business owners and other community leaders about what they're really doing as we reopen for COVID. And Chris, I appreciate you sharing. I mean, it sounds like, listen, from an operational standpoint, you know, you shared a little earlier in our conversation, year one was that, hey, you know, we're gonna get rolling. Year two would have been that, hey, this is our first year, so to speak. And then all of a sudden COVID came at you. Mm-hmm. And you're not alone, let's be honest. I mean, every business on, you know, on the planet, it's, you know, it's affected by this in one way, shape or form. But I gotta imagine from getting used to an operational procedure and then now having to basically overlay that with a new operational procedure that costs more money and things like that. How is, do you see this season, it's an important season, it would stand to reason for your club, financially, how do you feel the season's going to be for you guys?
Early on in the process, my business partner, Donnie Morehouse, and myself, we would sit week after week and we'd pivot oftentimes to kind of come up with secondary budgets. And we had contingency plans in place for what if there was not a season. Although it's a seasonal business, we operate 12 months out of the year. There's a lot of costs and expenses that go into getting ready for a season. Damn. And whether that is jerseys for players or equipment, those expenses don't go away. Then we had to put together a plan if we had a season with no fans. So now you have the expenses with no gate. And then, okay, we have a reduced schedule. So instead of a 56-game regular season, we're looking at 39 games. Doesn't necessarily reduce expenses, but it reduces your number of gates. So there's a lot that went into trying to decide what's the most beneficial. And regardless, we wanted to play ball. These kids missed their entire spring season. And from a business perspective, crucial. And it's very important to the long-term viability of this franchise to have baseball this summer at Bowens Field and keep the Starfires brand out there in the community. We do have a 15-year lease with the city of Westfield. So a year and a half ago, we won the RFP for the right to negotiate an agreement with the Park and Rec Commission and City Hall. And that's where we are today. We're playing a limited 39-game schedule, 20 games on the road, 19 at home, and we're going to find a way to make it work. You know, this is a long-term project for us, and we're excited. We're thrilled with the response so far, and we're just going to keep it rolling, man.
Well, you know, when you talk about, you know, what I love to hear about is my background in consulting, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, the cost is going to be the cost and we'll figure all that out as it comes to be. Financial planning is critical, especially when you have to run projections. And it sounds like you had to run a whole multitude of projections on a whole bunch of scenarios. But it sounds like you folks knuckled down and said, listen, we got to do the hard math. We got to look at this. But it also sounds like, I guess from knowing both you gentlemen, your love of sport, especially your love of giving people opportunities as well, we want to see these kids play, you know, at the end of the day. So it's you know, I know there's a little bit of business going on, but you guys are fans on top of it. You know what I mean? So how do you, it's like you got to balance both of that in some degree.
So our original roster, Tom, was created in the fall. We brought on board Hunter Golden, our director of player personnel.
Yeah.
Hunter has a tremendous track record in summer collegiate baseball. He built a roster of players from around the country who were coming to Western Mass to live with host families for the summer. Mm. And mid-March, we had to pivot again, and we had to put our host family program on hold. So these kids come in, they live with a family that may have an 8-year-old that plays Little League and he may want a college roommate for the summer.
Yeah.
Or it's an empty nester who may take a couple of kids to live with them for the summer. So Hunter had to pivot again and say, okay, here's an opportunity to find some real talent. These kids lost their spring season. A lot of them perhaps could have got drafted. As part of COVID and the Major League Baseball talks, they decided to reduce the Major League Baseball draft from 40 rounds down to 5. So there are some players that should have been traditionally drafted this past June that are going back for their senior season. We have a chance to get some of those kids on the Starfires roster, or they would have played on the Cape. So now we have kids coming in from West Hartford, Boston area, that are commuting to our games.
Okay.
And we're just excited to have that type of talent, especially Western Mass kids. We have Nick Domkowski, for example, from West Springfield, senior at University of Hartford. He would have got drafted last month. Now he's going back for a senior year at U Hartford, and he was the starter for, he's our ace. He was a starter for our opening night down in New Britain. And there's a kid that will start to build an alumni base of Major League Baseball draft picks that come through the Starfires organization. So from a baseball fan, of course, you get excited about having this type of roster.
Yeah, and from a spectator aspect, you know, when you're getting people out to the field there, you know, you see good talent like that. You have some memorable games, you know, not just being out with your family and seeing friends and things like that, but also a good night of sports when you get a bunch of kids together, talented individuals. And to your point, you know, they're having an opportunity that perhaps they may not have had because of everything that we're going through. So it's great you were able to, you and your colleagues across the country, of course, New England, rather, were able to work through this. We got a few moments left, and I just want to let folks know, how can folks learn more about tickets, games, the schedule? Where can we learn more about that?
Yeah, so we actually are on all social media platforms, westfieldstarfires.com. What we've done as part of our COVID plan is all tickets are $10 and general admission. So rather than have specific seats, everything is GA for the summer. And we encourage folks to purchase online in advance, trying to limit cash transactions at the box office. And what we've done, which is pretty neat, unlike other type of entertainment venues, we've actually eaten all of the fees. So there's no convenience charges for the season. So it's a flat $10 general admission ticket, westfieldstarfires.com.
Wow. And that, listen, you know, it's not, you know, with a lot going on, especially if we got good weather, if you can get out of the house for a night, you can bring the family out, get yourself out, you know, a friend or two, socially distanced and all that, you know, enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's one of the few things, you know, we've had a lot of cancellations. We've heard about the Springfield Jazz Festival is going to be online and things like that. Mm-hmm. One of those rare opportunities in the summer to really get out and kind of be active. So you folks put a lot of thought into this. We got like a few minutes left. What would you, so how comfortable are you? Let's say it wasn't your, I don't know, it's your team and all that. How comfortable are you to go out to a baseball game right now if they were to, with the protocols that you have in place and things like that? I mean, it sounds like you did a lot of work on this.
So like I said, as you enter the ballpark, you're actually greeted by a staff member who has a face covering, and you're directed to a portion of the grandstands that has available seating, whether it's a party of two or a party of six. And then there is scattered seating with bleachers if you wanted to move around. You know, we've limited the amount of folks in the restroom, so it's one person or one family at a time, just to give people their own area at a sink to wash their hands. And we have additional seating down in our beer garden, our Starfire IPA beer garden down right field. We do have our own beer with Amherst Brewing Company that we do promote all season long. So we have two concession areas, one on third base, one on right field. So there's plenty of areas to space out. So I think what I would say is we've put this plan in place for a reason. It's been approved by the city of Westfield, and they're comfortable with the protocols in place. We do have an antiviral spray prior to every game, which is managed by Mosquito Shield. They have a disinfectant product that they're able to apply across the ballpark and in the restrooms. So, you know, we've taken measures to mitigate these risks as best as possible.
That's cool. Well, I hope you folks have a wonderful season. I appreciate the work that you put into to making it happen. And I know ideally maybe it's not the best second season for the Starfires, but it's good that you're going to have a season. I mean, I guess from the starport of last year's inaugural season, but I'm glad you're having this season. And hopefully next year is going to be better than that. And as time goes on, we'll be able to pack back in the ballparks and everywhere else.
Great. Thank you, Tom.
Awesome. Listen, we've been chatting with Christopher Thompson from the Westfield Starfires. Really appreciate him coming on the show today. Our sponsor for the show is UMass 5 College Credit Union, their commercial services division. We appreciate their support. And you know, get on out there to the ball fields. Have some fun. Thanks a lot, folks. Thanks for coming on again, Chris.
Thank you. See you at the ballpark.
See you.